Story number 23. Pharaoh's Dreams. 2 years pass, and Joseph is still in prison. The cupbearer has not remembered him. Then one night Pharaoh has two very special dreams, and he wonders what they mean. Do you see him sleeping there? The next morning Pharaoh calls his wise men and tells them the things that he has dreamed. But they are not able to tell him the meaning of his dreams. Now the cupbearer at last remembers Joseph. He says to Pharaoh, "When I was in prison, there was a man there who could tell the meaning of dreams." Pharaoh has Joseph brought out of prison right away. Pharaoh tells Joseph his dreams. "I saw 7 fat, beautiful cows. Then I saw 7 very thin and bony cows. And the thin ones ate up the fat cows. In my second dream, I saw 7 heads of full, ripe grain growing on one stalk. Then I saw 7 thin, dried-out heads of grain. And the thin heads of grain began to swallow up the 7 good heads of grain." Joseph says to Pharaoh, "The 2 dreams mean the same thing. The 7 fat cows and the 7 full heads of grain mean 7 years. And the 7 thin cows and the 7 thin heads of grain mean 7 more years. There will be 7 years when a lot of food will grow in Egypt. Then there will be 7 years when very little food will grow." So Joseph tells Pharaoh, "Choose a wise man and put him in charge of collecting food during the 7 good years. Then the people will not starve during the following 7 bad years, when very little food will grow." Pharaoh likes the idea, and he chooses Joseph to collect the food and to store it up. Next to Pharaoh, Joseph becomes the most important man in Egypt. 8 years later, during the famine, Joseph sees some men coming. Do you know who they are? Why, they are his 10 older brothers. Their father Jacob has sent them to Egypt because they were running out of food back home in Canaan. Joseph recognizes his brothers, but they do not recognize him. Do you know why? It is because Joseph has grown older, and he is dressed in a different kind of clothes. Joseph remembers that when he was a boy, he dreamed about his brothers coming to bow down to him. Do you remember reading about that? So Joseph can see that it is God who has sent him down to Egypt, and for a good reason. What do you think Joseph does? Let's see.